So much more. And then before you go, they have some pizza in the lounge.
Okay. I barely ever eat anyway.
Why?
That's just how I am. I just don't eat. I just work, you know, and then I go
I should do that. Then I'd be a lot skinnier.
No, you don't want to be skinny the way I am.
Okay. So this is a clipboard where the pre-op nurses, there's four of them, they'll do pre-anesthesia assessments, and then they'll fill this out. So, and then I just sign and approve it. I think we'll put it for all surgery. I just told them, if you're not sure, just put it on. I'd rather deal with it and know what's coming down the pipeline than them getting here and I'm running to groups trying to deal with the patient.
Because then it's just a mess.
Like yesterday we had a patient that's on the schedule for that's having a cardiac ablation next week. But because I got a pre-op and assessment yesterday, I was like,
If you're dealing with an active problem,
not important. No. So that's how we prevent the fallations. So why don't you take a look at this while I finish up that?
Okay.
We can see what kind of issues come up.
And then you want me to approve them or not approve them?
No, you don't have to approve them. I just want you to take a look at them. Here, I'm going to have you sit here. In case Dr. Bolster comes, because she's got a computer. So just take a read of that and just get a sense of what they do, and that will also give you a chance to review that.
In the sense, like,
And the benefit of that is just you try to pick up things ahead of time, okay?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I've been in the Bronx, and let me tell you, those patients that come in there was like, sickle cell disease, can we do it here? They haven't sickled in 1 year, or at their ES is 30, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, what do you think, Dr. Cohen? And let's hope we don't get sued today.
Yes.
Whoa.
Okay.
So, like, for instance, if you have pulmonary embolism, blood clot in the lung, and through your systems, I'm sure you're not going to be so happy about it, but I don't know if they're on.
So, all I really care when that something like that comes up, right? There is no information the patient's on a blood thinner, anything. So, I'll go to the pre-op nurse and be like, can you give me more information? Some of them are better than others. That's right. Terrible. So you have clearly put it there. So I will go to Zila and I'll be like, I need more information. She's another
Zila. My yelling is like, Zila?
So the PE, then I just start with get more information. How long ago was the PE? 20 years ago.
Right.
Irrelevant.
Right.
So they don't.
I can't tell.
Because they're not
on blood thinner, so you know.
It's not well informed. So I'll put that on the side to talk to them. So now this patient is a BMI of 50. That's probably why it's wide.
But that's your 50.2, and that's for what, a double? How do I know what's being done here?
GD.
So what's your
cutoff? My cutoff is actually 50. And
are you sure? Strong woman, I must say, I admire you very much. You are my hero. Mine is 40. Maybe it's my juniors, and they even go 10, 15 years out. So 50 is your cutoff. Do you have a comment for your assessments or no?
They can be a one, they can be a two. Yes.
You better call me.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. Sorry.